It's 1921. Let's go over to a northern working class home to see what life was like.
That spot's done. Our Jimmy's out playing football, and our Sally, well, I don't know half of what she's up to these days.
She's getting very friendly with the daughter at the big house. Perhaps they've gone for a walk.
Our Sally's got a very good job at that big house. They're all gentry, you know.
Yeah, she's seen a whole new life there.
Well, it's just you and me, Betty, love, till they all go home. Would you like a brew?
Maybe later. Hey, I don't know. Here's me doing that more than read the newspaper, while my husband washes pots and has learnt how to brew up. All the things I usually do.
Ah, well, I'm on strike. If I'm not bringing proper money in, least I can do is pull my weight round south. Remind me again, where do you keep tea for a brew?
I've no idea. My husband always brews up.
It's no laughing matter, you know, this blasted strike. I should be earning a living.
I'm proud of you, John. You're standing up for your rights.
Us miners did more than our best to keep the country going during the war. And what thanks do we get? Lloyd George deregulates the mines, our wages cut in half. How am I supposed to keep up my family on a half a wage? I'll stand on that picket line and fight them to the last.
It's hard figuring out what the government's up to. With more than double teachers' pay, they're giving farm labourers more pay. They brought in old age pensions, which is good, and now they've doubled them.
Ah, well, but that's a long way off for us. War's over. Things should be better. We ordinary working men, we're not in battle with the Germans anymore, you know. We're in battle with our own folk.
Oh, that's true.
They're cutting us wages, because they say that mines aren't making enough brass, and that they're bringing in coal from abroad. I don't understand it. We will win, won't we, Betty?
You will, John, you will. You're fighting back. Unions were banned a few years ago. They're back now. They are supporting you.
Which is more than can be said of transport and railway unions. They've got a damn cheek, calling it the Triple Alliance, when they voted not to support us.
Huh. We're coping, though. Use some money from the strike fund. Sally's been tipping up her wages. And I've got my little job on the market.
Aye. It should be me keeping family, not women in family keeping me.
Things are changing, John. During the war, it was mostly us women who kept the families going. And all the widows are doing that now.
Aye, that's true. They've postponed this year's census for a couple of months. It's going to show a lot less of us than the last one.
Maybe I'm selfish for saying this. A really happy mining was a reserve occupation during the war. You were down the mine, not getting killed on some battlefield. I were happy too that Jimmy were too young to join up. And looked too young when he did try to join up.
Ah, no, I can't even support my family. You shouldn't need to have a little job on the market. Once I'm back at work and we've paid off what we owe, well...
Brent?
You'll clear off in a minute.
I have to knock, sorry. I'll call again next week.
He knows what it's all about. There's not just me on strike in this street.
I was reading about the Unemployment Insurance Act and the Mining Industries Act that came in last year. They could have been paid some money.
Yes, but only if I were without a job and not striking. I asked the lads about money things and they were amazed I had a wife who was so savvy about politics and the like. I wouldn't have had a clue who to vote for in the last election if you hadn't told me.
Yes, always vote for the man who can get things done. I'm over the age of 30. I've been allowed to vote for the last 3 years. That's more than good reason to learn about things from the newspaper. I'm very lucky our Sally can bring home the evening news when they finish with it at the big house.
Hey up, Jimmy. Had enough football, lad.
The girl started kicking our ball around. I'm not playing footy with girls.
Oh, that'll be Annie's daughter. She loves football. I've heard she wants to be like Lily Pearl.
Who's she?
She worked at the munitions factory in Preston during the war. They had a women's football team and earned lots of money for charities. The Dick Kerr ladies team, they were called. And Lily Power, the best of the lot, scored lots of goals. She was taller than a lot of men, ate like a horse and smoked Woodbine cigarettes.
Oh, I don't know what the heck the world's coming to.
Anyhow, that's all changing now. I've been reading the men's football associations that are going to ban women's football, even though they do have thousands watching their games.
They should have been going to Old Trafford last week, shouldn't they, Dad?
Yeah.
The Leicester versus Stockport match. Only 13 watching it. 13?
Hmm. They're saying they want to ban women from playing football because it's a very strenuous game and women's bodies aren't up to it. They should have seen us during the war before saying that.
Yes, and all of. I saw how hard you and all the other women worked. Maybe you should give Annie's girl another chance, Jimmy.
No, I'm not going to play football with girls, especially if they want to be better than me.
Well, it's nearly your bedtime, Jimmy. School tomorrow.
I'm 13. I should be able to get a job. If I were working now, I could help out while Dad's on strike.
That's a lovely thought, but there's nearly 2 million unemployed at the moment. No argument, Jimmy. From this year, all children have to stay at school till they're 14.
It's not fair. I'm going to fight back. Right, no more school for me tomorrow. I'm on strike.
You can't do that, laddie. The law says you have to stay at school till you're 14, and you can't do out about that.
Aye, well, nice of you to want to bring some brass in, Jimmy. Thanks, but it's my job to support the family. You get as much school as you can, because having a good mind and knowing lots of things will get you a good job with a good wage.
Your father's right. Who knows, a clever lad like you, you might be able to start your own business or go to university.
University? Looking at books for years and years not getting paid for it. I wouldn't be able to earn a living until I'm very old.
Well, perhaps university's not for the likes of us. All me and your father want is for you to have a good life. There's a whole world out there for you to explore. You know, I write to your Uncle Matthew Spiggs in New Zealand. He's got his own business as a cabinet maker. And then there's his brother Christopher. He stayed in Manchester and got lots of learning while he worked in the factories. He was a mechanical engineer and a teacher at Bury Athenaeum. He was in the newspapers. Don't waste your life, Jimmy. If they did it, so can you.
Aye, lad. They'll be 14 next year. There'd usually be a job in the mine for you, but the way things are going, that's not certain now.
There will be jobs in the mine soon. And you could carry on learning if you did that, Jimmy. I've been reading about the miners' higher education movement. There's colleges doing evening classes for workers. Oh, and there's always the Workers' Education Association. They're doing lots of classes all around the country.
Aye, Jimmy lad. If I had the liking for reading and writing you and your mother has.
Your beautiful ever-loving daughter's home. There's me wages, ma'am, and all last week's evening news. You'll never guess what.
Whew, I wouldn't like to guess what that is you were in.
Oh, that flop looks lovely, Sally. Lovely bright colours.
It's too short. I can see your knees. Go and put something decent on.
Hermione's given it to me. And before you go on about charity, Dad, she was going to throw it out after buying a new dress.
Some people have money to burn.
It's the beginnings of the jazz age, Dad. This is what everyone's wearing when they go dancing. No tight restrictions with this dress. It's so loose-fitting. Whee! Oh, you'd look a right bonny lass on the dance floor, Sally. You'd be as free as a bird. Hermione is very generous. I'm very lucky she sees me, just an ordinary working girl, as her friend. You're not an ordinary working girl, are Sally? You're a secretary. You taught yourself to use a typewriter in the offices during the war and got yourself a good job.
Sally, you are late home today.
Hermione was learning me how to tango.
What the heck's that? What are the flaming gentry trying to teach my girl?
You've been telling me to carry on with my learning, Dad. It's a dance, isn't it, Sally?
Yes, it's like Rudolph Valentino did in The Four Horses of the...
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. It's spelled A-C-R...
All right, Jimmy, we know you're good at spelling. Our reason Rudolph is really handsome. He was dancing the tango in a bar in Buenos Aires.
That's in South America.
Ah, well, we'd all be a lot better concentrating on our own lives instead of reading and hearing about other people's.
I've seen you reading about the football, Dad, and the horse racing, not to mention...
All right, Jimmy, that's enough. I know your father and you read the evening news. Then I use them for making paper logs to light the fire. Those newspapers are very useful. Tell us what else you and Hermione have been doing, Sally. Well, Hermione and Gervais... Oh, he's not called that anymore. Sounds too German. He's Gerald now.
Aye, and royal family changed the name during the war, didn't they?
Their surname is Saxe-Coburg-Gotha's, and now it's Windsor. It'll be a lot easier for their kids to write when they go to school.
Yes. You tell us about Hermione and Gerald, Sally. Yes, they're going to take me dancing with them and to watch a film at the Grand Pavilion in Manchester. And Hermione's going to drive us there in her father's car.
What? You're not going anywhere. Women driving cars? My 8-year-old daughter wearing short dresses, going dancing with the gentry. If you're any daughter of mine, you'll behave or you'll know about it. Goodness me.
Young people learn how to enjoy themselves these days, John.
Aye, and who's stumping up for all this lot?
Hermione likes to treat her work as well, especially if they do a good job, and she says I do.
Aye, I'm more than sure you do, lass. Pity she can't have a word with the mining bosses.
Are you going to get your hair cut short, Sally, like them flapper dancers?
What's all that about? I give up. The whole world's going to pot.
I'm a little scared about having my hair bobbed. I'll pin it up so it looks short.
I hope you'll not be wearing any of that makeup paraphernalia.
No, I'll not be wearing cosmetics. I'm not brave enough for that, even if Hermione is. I'm off to bed now. Night-night. Night, love. And you should have been in bed a long time ago, Jimmy. Get yourself up them stairs.
All right. Night-night.
Night, son. Don't let the bedbugs bite. I'm worrying about our Sally and Jimmy, Betty, love.
Yes, they're growing away from us a little bit. After the war, I think we all want our children to have more freedom. They will be all right. They're both clever, sensible, and we always hear if things do go wrong. Maybe I think I'll have that brew now.
You know, I think the world's changing, and it's we're changing fast. I'm not sure I can handle it.
You've got me to help you.
Yes, there's always a more than useful wife in the background. Thinking of her, Sally, things are changing a lot for women, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, I've been reading that women can now train to be auctioneers, that women can go to university and learn for degrees, whatever they are. And I've been reading about electricity. They're going to use it to make cooking stoves, iron, and something called vacuum cleaners that will suck up all the dirt. They're saying housework's going to be a lot easier. I've been reading too about women going into Parliament. Who knows, one day we might have a woman who's Prime Minister.
Ah, maybe. And if she's out like you, Betty Love, who's read every page of the evening news and knows what's what, she'll have my vote.
That's nice to know, love. We both know things aren't so good at the moment for a lot of people.
Aye. Well, we all thought things would be so much better once the war was over. I were hoping we'd be able to go on charity trips to Blackpool again.
We will, John, we will. There's always hope. Hope our Jimmy might be able to do all the things he wants to do. Sally, as you can already see the bright future ahead that working at the big house is giving her. I hope things will improve for everyone. We've always got hope, John.
Can I hope I'll get back to work, get the wage we miners deserve, and for my wife to have nothing more to do than look after the children in the house and make me a nice cup of tea.
You can hope, John. You can hope.
I'll put kettle on.
One Family's Life in 1921 was written by Jenny Roach. The actors were Clive Barrett as John, Jenny Roach as Betty and Sally, Dave McKeon as Jimmy and the Red Man.